You're listening to heritageradionetwork.org. This is a live recording from the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference.
Hey, it's Jimmy Carboni from the Heritage Radio Network. I'm live at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference with Yael Raviv. She lives in Williamsburg. Originally, she's from Israel. Yael, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why you're at the Roger Smith Hotel Cookbook Conference.
So I've been going to cookbook conferences for many years, and I've been working with food from the academic side of things. For many years, I have I wrote a dissertation on food and nationalism in Israel from in the performance studies department at NYU. And I still teach as an adjunct at the Nutrition and Food Studies department there. But I'm actually here at the conference with my other hat. I've started working about a year ago with a company that develops culinary apps for the iPad. They're called Kinetic Art. We have a first product out in the market about 3 months ago. And I'm here to talk about app development and marketing.
So what are you looking for new apps that you'll develop?
We're talking to a variety of content creators. Basically, what our company tries to do is solve this problem of how do you take everything we loved about cookbooks in the first place, all the things that make them so popular, the inspiration of leafing through a beautiful cookbook, the voice and authority of an author and a vision. How do you take all that stuff and combine it with new technologies and kind of bring out the best of both worlds? So that's a sort of project that we're looking for. We're basically creating standalone cookbook apps. Each one of them has its own unique look, an author's voice, kind of like a cookbook, only in the digital media form.
There's one app that I really like that came out. It's Chef Sarah Jenkins. It's the Italian Pantry.
Yeah, Michael Hollander-Kell photographed that. We're actually working with Michael on a new project that's kind of still in the work, but about a molecular gastronomy project that I'm very excited about. And what's kind of unique about that project is we're trying to develop something that will really focus on the process, really showing, explaining processes, because what we do is a kind of step-by-step app with a lot of visual images and short videos, so you can really break down and understand, really see up close textures and really understand how to do these things that are very complicated to explain if you're just reading a written recipe.
Well, there are certain chefs you'll be working with, like Wiley Dufresne or someone like that?
Well, for this one, we're actually working with Michael Cirino from Razor Shiny Knife. That's one. We're talking to a variety of chefs about potential projects. We have a few things in the works. Right now, we're also working on a children's app. We have a number of things.
So for all the inspiring cookbook writers and chefs who are out there, what are some tips for them? You know, when they're thinking about developing an app, what about an app works that's different than just having a book?
That's a great question, and we're going to talk about it in this panel tomorrow. There are a couple of other representatives from other app companies. There are several out there working with different forms of different platforms. There are companies that would create a unique project just for you. It's usually very expensive. And then there are some app companies that work with a platform. And those platforms have a different degree of customization. Ours, for example, has a very high degree of customization, so you could really change almost every aspect. Some other companies, like Mobile Skillet, are more fixed in their platform, but that's a different price point. People work in different ways. I think one of the beautiful things about apps, well, there are several things that I get excited about, but one of them is it's a living platform. So it's more of a living format. It shouldn't replace a cookbook. It can extend your brand. It could be another aspect of it. It could come instead of it as well, of course. But it's this. It's more dynamic. You can update. You can change it. You can have a. You can link it to other elements. You know, to websites, to Facebook. You can share. It's a much more dynamic format. It's the turnaround is much faster. If I get content from a creator, we can have an app in the market in 6 to 8 weeks, which is amazing when you think of cookbook publishing. It also allows you to a lot more in terms of the just visual content, right? I mean, if I wanted the app, the product we have out has 750 HD images in it and 15 videos. If I were to put out a cookbook with so many high-quality images, the cost would be prohibitive, right? So in an app, you could really put a lot of visual content into this small package and really extend the media capabilities, right? Really tell a story visually as well beyond what you could do with a printed cookbook.
That's amazing. So you can go really deep with your subject.
Yeah, and really break down, really show people, bring them into your kitchen, if you will, bring them up close. And you can talk to different degrees of cooks, right? You can show very complicated processes for more advanced cook, and you can show very simple processes for an inexperienced cook, and really bring us back to how people used to learn how to cook in the first place, right? Being in the kitchen with someone. So this kind of brings you a little bit closer to that than some of the print media.
Well, that's great. And outside of the apps, are there any issues in the food world you'd like to talk about?
I was actually engaged in some really interesting conversations around this conference. One of them was people were talking a lot about the recipe and how with all these new avenues for people to put out recipes, maybe we should go beyond just giving recipes with fixed ingredients and quantities and procedures and talk more about processes. So when you teach a person how to cook, you would teach them the procedures, the processes, and then they can take that knowledge and apply it to hundreds of recipes, right? They can really be more creative and more flexible and comfortable in the kitchen. So maybe that's kind of the next phase of what we should be teaching people. I thought that was a really interesting conversation.
Well, that's great. Are you involved in anything like farm-to-table movements or working with local foods?
To some degree, yes, I definitely support it. I'm not active in any one particular organization that I can speak of. But I think it's also interesting. We used to kind of break the food world, right, into these two very clear realms, right? The people that work with local and seasonal, the people that work with these sophisticated technologies like the molecular gastronomy area. And I think more and more people are realizing that you can, you know, it's really a combination of the two. You can create very, you can use xanthan gum, and you can use very, you know, the local and seasonal ingredients and create fabulous dishes that really bring the two worlds together, and that it's not necessarily a separation, right? That people don't work just in one realm or the other. And the molecular gastronomy ingredients and techniques and instruments are just another form of technology in the kitchen, much like an oven or a food processor would be, right? And you can apply them in many different ways to whatever style of cooking and to whatever ingredients you're passionate about.
I think you're right. I mean, even 6 or 7 years ago in New York, I think that the word locavore and doing like a 100-mile dinner was pretty radical. And the same thing with molecular gastronomy. I always talk about Wiley Dufresne because we know him and he's been around for so long.
Absolutely.
But I feel like now he's kind of bringing it all together because he's opening a gastropub in the East Village. He's
going to
have comfort food and, you know, cocktails. And he'll be exactly what you said. He'll incorporate techniques and local ingredients. So,
well, I'll be excited to
see
that.
Seems to be right on it, yeah. All right. Yeah, this is a really cool conference. I mean, it's at the Roger Smith Hotel. I think they do film festivals here and a lot of other things. It sounds like a pretty cool space.
And they encourage art and emerging artists as well, which is really nice.
How did you get involved in the cookbook conference?
It's funny, I actually know some of the people involved through my other hat, which is kind of my nonprofit hat. I work with a food and art festival, which is bi-yearly. And I know a couple of people involved in the conference through that, through my work bringing artists that use food as a medium with food professionals. And one thing led to the next. And they heard I'm working now with technologies in these new ways, and they were really interested. I think they're doing quite a few panels investigating that relationship between the digital world and the printed world. And, you know, it's a conversation a lot of cookbook writers and bloggers are in, you know, a lot of people in this world are interested in. So they have quite a few panels on that.
I see a lot of familiar faces I know from the IECP, International Association of Culinary Professionals. I saw Andy Smith from Oxford Encyclopedia. So there's a lot of same people, the culinary historians in New York. There's Kathy Kaufman, Jackie Gordon, a lot of the same faces. So it's not that big of a world. Adam Solomini and Harvard Common Press.
They're wonderful. There's some really, really wonderful people whose work I love and I read and I use. And it's always great to hear them and see them in person. And then on the flip side of it, there's also, I mean, it is a growing world. You know, there's so much stuff out there and more people working in the food world. And you know, some of them are more rigorous researchers and better writers, and some less so. But I think it is a growing world, definitely, and there's really exciting work done out there.
Well, that's really great. Just say it one more time. Say your name and project you're working on.
My name is Yael Raviv, and I'm the marketing director for Kinetic Art, which is a company that develops culinary apps for the iPad. If you want to check us out, our website is kineticart.co.
All right, and this is a special program of the Heritage Radio Network. We're here at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference. I'm Jimmy Carboni. I'm signing it off, and we'll be back in a few minutes with another guest.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Visit our website, heritageradionetwork.org, for all of our 30-plus weekly podcasts. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.